AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Iran State TV is reporting that Jason Rezaian, a jailed Washington Post reporter, has been convicted. He's the Post Tehran bureau chief. He's accused of charges including espionage in a closed-door trial that's been widely criticized by the U.S. government and press freedom organizations. He reportedly faces 10 to 20 years in prison if convicted. President Obama tells CBS's 60 Minutes that the U.S.-led coalition tried to train and equip a moderate opposition in Syria because it needed to try different things to weed out Islamic State groups.
In a situation that is as volatile with as many players as there are inside of Syria, there aren't any silver bullets.
On another topic, Donald Trump's election prospects, Obama said, quote, "I don't think he'll end up being president of the United States." Obama would not say if he wants his vice president, Joe Biden, to get into the race. Southwest Airlines is dealing with flight delays caused by technical issues that forced it to check in some customers manually at airports.
The carrier's website, mobile app, phone centers, and airport check-in systems have been affected. It has used backup systems to check in travelers who didn't have printed or mobile boarding passes, and workers at airports have been helping customers with their itineraries.
The AP's Carlotta Bradley, Southwest is advising travelers today to arrive 2 hours before their flight and to print their boarding passes at home. Unwelcome news for Social Security recipients, their benefits will not be increasing next year. By law, the annual cost of living adjustment, or COLA, is based on a government measure of inflation, which is being dragged down by lower gasoline prices. Greek authorities say they've rescued 1,600 refugees and economic migrants who entered the country in dozens of frail boats over the past 3 days. This is AP Radio News. As the U.S. observes Columbus Day, it's also Indigenous Peoples Day in at least 9 cities for the first time this year, including St. Paul, Portland, Oregon, and Albuquerque, where Native American activist Nick Estes says it's an important step.
Any attempt at humanizing Native people is a step in the right direction, and we realize it's just symbolic change, but it allows us to begin talking about the issues we face.
Los Angeles Dodgers infielder Chase Utley has been banned for 2 playoff games by Major League Baseball for his takeout slide that broke New York Mets shortstop Ruben Tejada's leg. Word came in a statement from MLB executive Joe Torre, says the AP's Mike Fitzpatrick.
He issued a statement saying that after a thorough review of all possible angles, he deemed that it was an illegal slide and suspended Utley for 2 playoff games, the next 2 games here in the series between the Mets and the Dodgers here in New York.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.